fight of sufferings, and being conformed to his death.
Amen.
Can we flip to day one and read Philippians 3:10 together?
To know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
Amen. So, this week's portion, it really reveals that in order to experience the fellowship of Christ's suffering, we need to know the matter of being conformed to his death.
Amen.
In Philippians chapter 3, Paul considered the death of Christ to be like a model or a mold. Just like when you make cookies or a cake, right? When you put the dough into a mold and you press it against the mold, the dough becomes conformed into the shape of the mold. In Paul's description, this is exactly how we are in our ordinary days, when we choose to remain in the conformity of Christ's death. However, there's also a matter of how we can experience being under this conformity. What is it exactly in our subjective experiences? And this is really a matter of taking up the cross in our ordinary days. In order to take up the cross, we need to be willing to put ourselves aside. In Revelations 3:8, the Lord says, "Because you have a little power." In this verse, it reveals that, you know, while it's true that we are weak, but the Lord has given each and every one of us a little power. And with that little power, we can choose to put ourselves aside and take up the cross.
Amen.
In other words, we need to be willing. For example, when circumstances are difficult, right, rather than, you know, feeling sorry for ourselves, we can choose to take up the cross and remain under the death of the cross. And we'll discover that where death is, the power of resurrection is also. So when we experience the power of resurrection, we'll experience the fellowship of his sufferings, and we'll be one with the Lord in his sufferings, and we'll live a crucified life under the conformity of his death. And, you know, during the Lord's time on the earth, right, you know, in the literal sense, the Lord's death occurred on the cross. But we need to realize that throughout his entire time on the earth as a man, the Lord was continually experiencing the conformity to this death of the cross.
Amen.
By constantly denying his natural self.
Right.
When the power of resurrection operates in us, you know, our experiences will actually, in our ordinary days, will become reproductions of the Lord's time when he was on the earth. As I was preparing for this message last night, I found myself constantly experiencing this conformity to Christ's death.
Amen.
So overall, this week's portion was very enjoyable and very real to me. But there was just so much content for this week's portion, and the content was just, you know, very subjective. So it was very hard to put my thoughts into words. So I felt like I was hitting a dead end, right? And during difficult situations, you know, we have a tendency to exercise our mind, right? But we'll realize that the more we exercise our mind, the more we will find ourselves hitting this dead end, unable to proceed. So this was my experience last night when preparing. But later on, I found myself having to surrender, to put myself aside, and to really take up the cross, to experience, you know, the conformity unto Christ's death, and to experience the power of resurrection throughout the entire time of my preparation. So as I was jotting down my thoughts, you know, on a document, I found myself constantly having to feel and take heed, you know, to the leading of the Spirit in all the sentences I was typing, leaving no room for the natural self. So in this situation, I genuinely felt the power of resurrection supplying me, you know, in my weakness.
Amen.
So with the power of resurrection, we'll experience a supply of power to not deny ourselves in all situations, in the bad ones, and actually even the good ones. So there's a paragraph from the Morning Revival that I kind of paraphrased here. It says, "When we are impoverished, we will be empowered to withstand the pressures of poverty. When we are prosperous, he empowers us to resist the temptations of prosperity. When others persecute us, he empowers us to endure. When others praise us, he empowers us to withstand the praise and not be puffed up."
Amen.
So, to kind of end off, can we flip to day 6 and read the verse Romans, chapter 3, verses 3 to 4? Chapter 6, verses 3 to 4. Yeah, Romans. Day 6.
Or are you ignorant that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, so also we might walk in newness of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so saints, you know, this power of resurrection, you know, this resurrected life, you know, it's really like, it's very buoyant, you know, like in our situation, difficult ones, we often find ourselves sinking, right? But if we are conformed to the death of Christ, we will experience the power of his resurrection. And this power of resurrection will be like a buoy to us in these situations. So saints, in all these situations, we need to walk in the newness of life. By putting aside ourselves and taking up the cross and being conformed to Christ's death and to experience the power of resurrection in all our situations.
Amen.
Maybe we can open to some overflow.
Amen.
So just follow our brother's opening.
Amen.
You know, this week's topic is knowing the fellowship of Christ's sufferings and being conformed to his death. As a human being, we don't like to hear the word suffering, right? Who wants to be in suffering? we either want to stay away, or, you know, if we know it's going to be some kind of potential getting to the suffering, we usually kind of shy away from it, right? Mm-hmm. But here, in the Bible, right, Paul, you know, specifically, he's talking about, right, with the verses we just read, that we will, Philippians 3:10, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. So Paul, the apostles, you can say the apostles' teaching is actually to put us in Christ's suffering. Amen. Amen. I very much appreciate the, you know, in this week's message, it talks about, you know, what are these sufferings, right? I mean, Christ's suffering, there are several parts of Christ's suffering, right? It says there are two categories. The ones that's for the Christ that suffered on the cross, and even during his human living on the earth, he actually went through a lot of suffering, right? And of course, he suffered until the end, you know, on the cross. That suffering was for the redemption, and that we would have no part in it. But then there's the other part of the suffering, which Christ and us can all be in it, is to what? To bring out this corporate Christ, you can say. Right, this is the to producing and building up the church, the body of Christ, and that part, that was actually what Paul was referring to. We have no part in Christ's redemptive work, but we actually have the part. We can actually be in fellowship, right, of Christ's suffering in the building up the body of Christ. And then it continues on. There are three types of suffering.
Yes.
Right? So one type is obviously, you know, anything that pretty much every inhabitant on the earth that can, you know, be in the suffering. Let's say certain calamity, certain natural disaster, right? So everyone, there's, you know, regardless of God's people, as long as we're human beings living on the earth, that we will suffer this kind of suffering. And the second part is actually for our transformation, for our growth in life, for and then there's also the type that because we made mistakes, because we sinned, right? Those kind of suffering. So the third part is actually for the transformation and suffering that are for the body.
Amen.
Amen. So this is actually the third part. It was what the Paul was mentioning, right?
Amen.
We wanted, and I feel like, yeah, we really need much prayer, you know, to build up the body of Christ. We will endure suffering, right? Because we're all natural men. We're all being under the transformation. If we try to stay away from this kind of suffering, it'll delay God's work, right? Mm-hmm. It'll delay God's, and also delay our growth in life, the maturity in life. I think I'll just share this much. You know, I feel like we really, really need much prayer in this aspect, right? First, we would have this willingness to cooperate with the Lord, right? Because, you know, as, you know, First Peter saying, all these sufferings have been, allotted for us, right? So
yes.
there's no way for us to escape, right? We may escape this time for the Lord's dealing, but, you know, we may actually endure it. So we might as well face it, right? I would say, you know, just ask the Lord to grant us grace, really to be under His dealing so that we can be transformed, you know, complete the, to really being one with the Lord, so that we can be mature in life and also building up the body of Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you went to the memorial conference this year, the speaking brother mentioned about start from the message 4, 5, 6 will be the very important message for us. But actually, because during right now, when we start to review, we have the brother visit from us, Brother Eddie visit, we have the perfecting training in New York. So we stopped, we didn't have too much fellowship about the 4, the last message. So we start from 5. So I think most of the saints, we went to the bush. So, but the brother really helped us. We can read, then pick up quickly. Page 88, the Roman 2. Roman 2, the number 8. Talk about what this really the burden and the focus. He said, point 8, we can read together, page 88, he said. A, B, C, D, A, page 88, Roman 2 and 8. That gives you the whole view, okay? The excellency of the knowledge of the Christ, counting all things as a gain Christ, being found in Him, knowing Him, knowing the power of His resurrection, and knowing the fellowship of His suffering, all issues in one thing, being confirmed to the Christ's death, okay? This is original from the life study, Brother Lee mentioned. So during this meeting, those faithful planning body continue present to all the saints. Only two of verse, but here talk about the experience from the first step, the excellency of the knowledge. This used the great word, gnosis, is the numb. But go to the, today we read to know Him. That's a stop from 7. That's the verb. Come to the Philippines 5 times. So what's the great difference from the noun to the verb? That means the very good experience is from the verb, take action. Take to experience. So, we start to know the first one from the first step is they talk about the excellent, the knowledge of Christ. I used to understand that it's only Christ. But here, the very crucial point is the excellence of the knowledge. You talk about the gnosis. You talk about knowing the start from the revelation. No, that's first step. The second step in here, counting all things as loss. That's the second step. When you see the how beautiful, how excellent for Christ, you would like to give up something, abandon something, because you will continue to gain Christ. That's the number, the counting. Counting all the things of loss. Then, next one will be gain Christ. Gain Christ. That's a step. Then the number four, that's very important. Being found in Him. Being found in Christ. In Christ. Being found in Him. That's number four. Then start from the verse 10. They talk about the three things. We think that's one thing. We read the verse that says we know Him and the power of His resurrection and the suffering of His fellowship of His suffering. Actually, that's a three step in brotherly the life study. The five, knowing Him. That's one step. They put the end over there. The end. And the knowing Him, that's one. And the second one, knowing the power of His resurrection. That's a yes, another step. And last one. And the knowing. Continue knowing. You know the difference when that? Knowing Him, knowing the power, and the knowing the fellowship of His suffering. Then it comes to the number seven step. And actually in the Greek, that's one sentence. Only this ministry, only brotherly stuff. He spent a lot of time. He found a step. The last step telling us how to confirm the Christ's death. Okay? That all the process means confirm. Okay? This very, 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 very good outline. Just present. And also, I have burden to read point B, page 88, B in point 3. Give us some idea. You see the outline? The power of the resurrection life of Christ in leading us, carry us, amen, bear us, and play us into the mold of Christ's death. Tell explanation. What mean the mold of Christ? And another, day 5, point 3, we can read. That is, wow. If you really study the verse from 3:7-11, wow. As He was living, He was also dying. Explain, huh? Okay? Trying to the old creation in order to live a life in the new creation. Oh, wow. Live a life in new creation. This is the meaning of His death. Wow. Meaning of His death in the Philippines 3:10. Okay, I have only burden for the last one. It's the page 89. Number 6. Almost the last two. Number 6. We can read that one and then I release my burden. If we allowed our circumstance to press us into the mold, our daily life will be molded into from Christ's death. Amen? This is very good message. A lot of people went to the memorial conference. Amen?
Amen.
This week's message is really profound. When I was listening to James' opening, I realized that my understanding of this week's burden is so limited. Mm-hmm. And this is still according to my natural concept. Why do I say so? Because whenever we mention sufferings, we mention death and resurrection. Usually, I think of them as the negative things. But the portion, the excerpt in the ministry that James read really struck me. And it reminds me of Philippians chapter 4, from 11 to 13. I will read them now. Not that I speak according to like, for I have learned in whatever circumstances I am to be content. I know also how to be based, and I know how to abound. In everything and in all things, I have learned the secret both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. I am able to do all things in Him who empowers me. I am imagining that if I were Paul writing this episode, I think that I would not mention the positive side. I would say that I have learned the secret how to behave when I am in hunger, when I am lacking things. I would not mention that when I am filled and when I am abound. Yeah, so this week's message actually tells us that with the Lord's power of resurrection, we will know how to behave in all circumstances, not just in the negative circumstances. I want to repeat what James read before. We have a God who is full of power, who is the Christ, who empowers us. He is the resurrection and the life. This one is in us, and His life is the resurrection power. When we are impoverished, He enables us to withstand the pressures of poverty. When we are prosperous, He empowers us to withstand the test of prosperity. Actually, in my own experience, I really like this aspect. I think that to some extent, the Lord has shown me how to withstand the pressures of poverty. But I'm not sure if I have like a lot of money, would I still be a sinking? Will I still have a sinking heart towards Him or not? When others persecute us, He empowers us inwardly so that we can endure. When others praise us, He empowers us inwardly so that we can withstand the praise. So in my own opinion and experience, I think it is harder for us to withstand the praise when other people praise us. Yeah.
Right.
So this brings me back to Matthew chapter 24, when Lord Jesus entered the city. He did not ride on a horse,
right,
but He was riding on a donkey, and even like the colt, like the baby donkey. So He came not as a powerful king, but He came as a very humble and meek king. And the people were praising Him, Hosanna. It was like the prime time for Him to show that, oh, He's like a king coming in power. But no, He came in a very lowly way, very meek and humble way. So, yeah, this is a very new eye-opening for me, that we really need the Lord in all circumstances, not in our natural concept that, oh, we only need Him when we're really in need, but actually in all circumstances we do need Him, and we do need the power of His resurrection. We need to be conformed to His death and reject ourselves day by day.
Amen.
Saints, in this message, well, this was my favorite from the Memorial Day conference. One thing, some excerpts, is that suffering began with the fall. You know, sufferings, when man fell, we were destined for sufferings. But here I see that the brother brought out that the Lord really wants to change who we are.
Amen.
You know, this really touched me. The Lord wants to change who I am. He wants to change our nature, our person, so that we can match Him. And this is a lifelong process. So that, you know, He said here, let's not be overly concerned about the success of our work, how our church is doing, the quality of our meetings, or how much increase we are gaining. We need these things, yes, but the way to achieve what the Lord is after is not through our striving and trying to improve or through the development of better methods. Rather, it is through the losing of our soul life. Right? And we have spoken many times about losing our soul life. But how much have we entered into the actual experience? The denial of our soul life is very much indeed what we need. We see here that, you know, the brothers have already mentioned that the death of Christ is a mold. It's a mold like, you know, when you're making some cookies or some kind of cake and you put it in that mold, and whatever you put into it has to have that shape and that form. And so that this is a mold that we need to get into. And when you put something in that mold, it's restrictive. You know, the borders of that thing is that shape. You can't get out of it. And whatever overflows has to be either cut with the knife and taken out so that it can fit in the oven. Mm-hmm. And that the oven are the actual circumstances that we are in. And so if we allow our circumstances to press us into that mold, right, then, you know, we can really enjoy. And really, that is the fellowship of his sufferings, to be conformed to his death. Because I was considering the mold. Whatever doesn't fit in that mold, it's got to go. It doesn't even, well, if you close the mold, if you put it in the oven, it's going to overflow and the whole oven is going to get filled with all of that excess. And so when we do not allow the Lord to press us, do not allow those circumstances to enter into that mold, this is what happens. And so really enjoy that the only way that the Lord is glorified is to be conformed to Christ's death. And that we talk it a lot. We talk about it a lot. And we say, let's glorify God, that God would get the glory. But the only thing that glorifies God is when we're put in that mold. So that what comes out of the mold is the expression of Christ. And so, when you reach the point of your life where you have nothing, like, was it Darby? He said, oh, the joy of having nothing and being nothing and seeing nothing but a living Christ in glory and being, you know, and being careful for nothing but his interest down here in this earth. And so instead of complaining, I need to let the Lord press me more into that mold.
Amen.
Amen.
I really enjoy our brother James open.
Amen. Very
opening word. Mm. And but I hope my praise won't. He will, when I praise his sharing, he will be in the mode of Christ's death, mm-hmm. right? And what I enjoy most is on one hand, the opening is very clear about the. The burden of this week. On the other hand, he gives us his personal experience, you know. So he can have such kind of sharing is actually he put himself into his death, conformed to the death of Christ.
Amen.
And I believe this is really the burden of this week. I'll just share a little bit from day five. Read a short paragraph. Here say, the words being conformed indicate how we may know the power of Christ's resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. By being conformed to the death of Christ, we experience the power of his resurrection and enter into the fellowship of his suffering. So our brother Joe earlier also pointed to us. We can see actually from the knowing of the excellency of Christ to all the way from knowing him, from knowing the power of his resurrection, and a fellowship of the, his suffering, actually all based on whether we experience being conformed to his death. And what is the being conformed to his death is we learn from Christ. He's living on the earth. He always deny his human life.
Amen.
He always just live by that Father's divine life. And how we experience this, well, we daily put, deny ourselves natural life, but to live according to this divine life. This is the mode of Christ's death. And I would like to share also, hopefully share some kind of more subjective application for this. I believe most of us, unless we are very mature, our daily living, the first thing we live is live our natural life.
Right.
And when something comes up, our first reaction is to react according to our natural life. And something come up, we have the first response, and that is our natural life. Unless we are very mature, we will turn. Or even though I'm not mature enough, it's okay. We exercise to turn to the Lord when something come up. And that's the time we can experience the mode of his death. Mm-hmm. And for example, if we are, and I would like to especially apply to the church life, because we see Brother Minjing show us all kind of suffering. The most important, we need to experience that kind of suffering is for the building up of the body of Christ. So, in the church life, when we are in the service, we are coordinated with the saints. And what will be our first reaction? If we are a quick person, right, when we are come together to fellowship something, and we will respond to some events, we want to do it quickly. If we are a slow person, we want to, when we come together to fellowship, we want to take our time. That's we respond with our first response. That's our natural life. But we need to exercise, turn to the Lord, not according to our natural life. But we will seek before the Lord what is Lord's heart, Lord's way at that particular coordination. Right? And not necessarily quick, not necessarily slow. Sometimes the Lord do things very quickly. Sometimes he's very patient. And we all need to experience that together. That's the time we experience his death. And that actually helps us to experience the fellowship of his suffering. In our church life, in the church life here in Piscataway, I think we don't have many opportunity to experience the suffering as persecution, right? But I think very common, our suffering is from where? From we don't want to deny ourselves. When we, again, go back to the same example, when we turn to the Lord, if we are a quick person, and in the coordination, we turn to the Lord, and we know we shouldn't do everything according to our quickness. But do we want to enter into the fellowship of his suffering?
Amen.
That means, deny our natural life.
Amen.
Or although we know we shouldn't do things quickly, but we still don't want to put ourselves to death. And that if we are willing to endure the kind of suffering of denial of self, then we will be able to experience the power of His resurrection. We don't have many other kind of suffering, but that suffering is, you know, when we suffer, we need to lose our natural life. Mm-hmm. But when we turn, we turn and to conform to His death, that suffering is no longer suffering. Mm-hmm. That suffering is the power of His resurrection. Mm-hmm. And that helps us to know Him and know the excellency of the knowledge of Christ.
Amen.
So that exercise this in our church life, our body life, for the building up of His body.
Amen.
Following Brother Kyle, most of the time when we want to respond, the first response will be our, you know, natural concept, natural life. But we have another life living inside of us. You know, through the last Friday, Miles' baptism, it really reminds me that I also regenerated. I have another life inside of me. You know, I also appreciate the verse we read in Romans 6:3-4.
Amen.
You know, all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into His death. I feel like every day I need to be baptized into His death again and again. Mm-hmm. You know, and in practical way, how do we really exercise to be conforming to His death? Actually, I was really helped by the college campus meeting this past Wednesday. Mm-hmm. In three words: oh Lord, amen, and hallelujah. You know, we most of the time when we have like bad things happen, easy for us to say, oh Lord, right? Oh Lord, why does this happen? Oh Lord, why that person speak this way to me? Mm-hmm. But we, not so often, we will continue to say, amen, right? Amen. It's, Lord, I agree you allow these things happen. Mm-hmm. You know, and then we need to continue, hallelujah, praise you, Lord. Like, glory to you, because you allow this happens because you want to conform us into your death, so that your life can be regenerated, your life can be expressed inside of us. You know, my past experience this past week, when a colleague, she wants to have an argument with me, you know, my first response, I want to fight back. But I know I have another life in me. So I went to the bathroom and I prayed, oh Lord, amen, hallelujah, you have a life in me.
Amen.
So since I'm so encouraged that even though sometimes it's very hard for us, you know, to be confirmed in His death. Mm. But now He is life-giving spirit. He's so easy. He's so accessible to us. We just say, oh Lord, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Recently, during the our world, the world situation is terrible. So, one Fanny Crosby hymn encouraged me. So, can we sing the hymn 701? During the Sunday, we used to sing very high. But this is the hymn when she was 90-something, almost. It's very old that time, you know. The outside situation make very frustrating. But this hymn encourage Fanny Crosby. We church be scattered. We like to sing Fanny Crosby. And 701.
We may have to sing a little lower because there's a prophesy meeting. On the other side, so.
Oh, see, yeah. A little bit lower?
Yeah,
okay.
Voice maybe.
Okay. Oh, the way
my Savior, lead me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, whose delight has been my God? Heavenly peace, demand His comfort, if I fail in Him to go. For I know what I have before me, Jesus does not know things well. For I know what I have before me, Jesus does not know things well. Oh, the way my Savior leads me, just keep running as I pray. Give me grace for every trial. Give me faith, I leave me breath. Till my burden stands being felt, and my soul gushing plea, gushing from the rock before me, flow a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, flow a spring of joy I see. Oh, the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of His grace, perfect rest to lead His promise in my Father's blessed embrace. When my soul goes to with His might to reign of day, is my song through endless pages. Jesus, lead me all the way. Is my song through endless ages. Jesus, lead me all the way.
When we preach gospel, we like seeing the Fanny Crosby. This is my
story.
This is my son. Right. Hi, right? This is when she get old, she sing or encourage our spirit. Help us during the suffering time.
Yeah. Amen.
Foundational items of being a believer when I was young, but I don't think I quite understood or appreciated all the aspects of Christ's human living and crucifixion, etc. Then when Mao is bringing up these questions when I was further along in my Christian life. So one of the things that I have been considering as he was asking, one question being, why did God bring, or God have to sacrifice His Son for us? And kind of in this process, we are considering Christ's human living and His resurrection, man's fall, etc. And I think one of the aspects that is brought out in this week, and also kind of my consideration throughout this question, was on Christ's human life. And so one aspect, of course, that had made Jesus as a human and a man on earth possible to be the sacrifice for mankind was because He had a perfect human living. And then we were considering, yes, He is 100% Son of Man, He's 100% Son of God. So I think one of the things that really brought out was, even though Jesus in His humanity did not have sin, He did not live by just the perfect human life as a man. He always was dying to Himself all the time so that He might live by the life of God. And I think that's something that I really freshly appreciated during this time, was it was not just Christ's crucifixion and resurrection, which was an obvious
outward picture of physical death, but every day Jesus was being conformed even to this kind of death. So to put to death the physical human life that he had and the natural life or the soul life that he had, but to live every day in the divine life. I don't know. It was just so sweet to kind of be reminded of this fact. And then in our living today as well, I think Mal had kind of brought up a question or consideration on to be good, perhaps, or to be kind to others, which is also, yes, the Lord had the highest humanity and was so fine and was able to meet each person. But in this way as well, as believers, we're not just living with a matter of like a moral code or just a matter of imitating Jesus' life, but he's learning to be conformed.
Amen.
And this is just more and more I'm just appreciating the depth of what the Lord had done for us. And even the sentence in the Morning Revival where it says, being conformed to Christ's death is the base of the experience of Christ. If you are not conformed to the death of Christ, we do not have the base for the experience of Christ. And even to have it in this way, so in order for us to experience and enjoy Christ, we need to see, and we need to have this being conformed to Christ's death. Anyway, it's just very sweet, potentially kind of foundational in speaking, but what a foundation for our Christian living is to learn how to be one with the suffering to be conformed to the death of Christ.
Amen. Is there anyone else before I wrap up? Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, we love you. Maybe we could read the title again together of this week. Knowing the fellowship of Christ's sufferings and being conformed to his death. I think really from this title, just considering it, really you see two parts. The first is knowing the fellowship of Christ's sufferings. And this word fellowship really this week stood out to me. In the Greek, it means a joint participation.
Yes. Right.
It's something that, you partake of. You enter in together. And I think, in the church life, we're familiar with this word fellowship. Saints, come together. Oh, brother, can I fellowship with you? You're entering into something together. But as it relates to the title, it says, knowing the fellowship of his sufferings. This title really touched me because we need to see that there is a need for the fellowship of Christ's sufferings. Right? When we consider Christ's sufferings, of course his suffering took place 2,000 years ago for redemption, right? We cannot participate in that suffering.
Yes.
So what suffering is this talking about? That suffering in which we can participate in.
Amen.
So Christ himself, only he was qualified. He was able to drink the cup, right? To die for us and to redeem us. But then there is, Paul's bringing out the fellowship of his sufferings in Philippians. This is something that we not only can participate in, but saints, the feeling in my heart this morning is we need to participate. And I think in the Morning Revival, it says we must participate in it. This fellowship of Christ's sufferings is really, it's our portion. This is our portion as members of his body. So I just wanted to read something from the outline. So as it relates to Christ's sufferings, it says that there is a difference between the sufferings that are for our transformation and the sufferings that are for the body. So this suffering is for the producing and for the building up of Christ's body.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we can suffer for the Lord's body.
Amen.
You know, we don't pray for sufferings to come, but this has been assigned to us. The Lord wants his body to be built up. An example of this is in Galatians, where Paul, he says he travails until Christ, like a woman that's laboring, right? She's in labor, and she's about to give birth. He's working so that Christ would be formed in the saints, right, in the Galatian believers. So I think very much we can also experience such kind of sufferings for the building up of the Lord's body.
Amen.
Similar to James, I think, the Lord, he's a sovereign. I worship the Lord for his sovereignty. He knows what we need. He's the one who knows what is best for us. And James shared that there's some kind of experience last night, even in his preparing for this message. I believe, that's a suffering. Yeah, the Lord was bringing our brother into the fellowship of his suffering so that he could have something to minister to us all this morning.
Yes.
And didn't you enjoy something of life? Don't you felt like the Lord gained our brother more and we were also encouraged?
Amen.
And so in the same way, I just want to share a little bit of my experience. I don't know if saints know this or not, but just in sharing and speaking, it's something that I am not comfortable with, right? I rather just listen to people speak, and even service. There's a desire within me to serve the Lord, but I feel like many others are qualified, and the Lord has really been allowing me to just go enter into his death and even his sufferings in a matter of my speaking. Whether it's sharing with the young people, recently really in a way a suffering for me, having to speak in front of saints. But I just appreciate that this is for the building up of his body.
Amen.
This is what the Lord is glorified in. All the sufferings that we experience is not for nothing. It's for something. To continue, it says that Paul's word in Philippians 3:10 does not refer to sufferings for our transformation. So what we need to do is we need to compare Philippians 3:10 to Colossians 1:24. And then once you do that, you will see that it's clear. His afflictions, these sufferings, are for the building up of the body of Christ. And so we need to have this aspiration. That's what I have touched with again. Philippians 3:10. Paul said to know him.
Amen.
Right? He wanted this. He wanted to know Christ. He wanted to know the power of his resurrection. And even to know the fellowship of his sufferings. Right? And I feel like this also needs to be our aspiration. The Lord, we need to aspire even in our daily living to experience the Lord. Whether you're on the job, like David shared, you might face persecution from your coworker. And it's actually reminded me of some verses from 2 Corinthians, and I'll just read it. This was the apostles' experience. It says, "But in everything we commend ourselves as ministers of God in much endurance in afflictions and necessities and distresses and stripes and imprisonments and tumults and labors and watchings and fastings, in pureness and knowledge and long suffering and kindness, and a Holy Spirit and unfeigned love, and the word of truth and the power of God through the weapons of righteousness on the right and on the left, through glory and dishonor and evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown yet well known, as dying yet behold we live, as being disciplined and yet not being put to death, as made sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet enriching many, as having nothing, yet possessing all things. Our mouth is open to you, Corinthians. Our heart is enlarged." So you see all the sufferings that the apostles went through. It was really for the benefit of the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. Even for the Corinthians, their person, he mentions them. Their hearts, the apostles' hearts was enlarged to the Corinthians. And so for us, we needed to consider the Lord's body. And we need to even are willing to participate in his sufferings to build up his bodies. In our services, you know, that's really, it can be a suffering to us when we serve, you know, in coordination with the saints, as Brother Kyle mentioned. But, you know, don't focus on the suffering. Amen. Focus on the Lord Jesus. Amen. You know, and whatever, you know, you may have conflicting views or different opinions, and, you know, someone has to die in the church life. The Lord is arranging all of these things, right? All of these difficult situations, circumstances, even for the building up of his body. So I'd like to end off with one verse. This is from the Song of Songs. This shows us that, you know, as we are in these difficult situations, we can really experience the power of the Lord's resurrection to be conformed to his death. It says, "My dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the covert of the precipice, let me see your countenance. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your countenance is lovely." Right? So the clefts of the rock, the covert of the precipice, these are the difficult situations. These are the Lord's death that we must experience. But it's impossible without looking at the Lord and fellowshipping with him, allowing him to bring us into to know the power of his resurrection. There's no way for us to be conformed to his death. So may we be the lovers of the Lord, you know, always turning to him, even to be able to endure all the sufferings. Amen. These sufferings that we face are not something small. It's for the building up of his body. Amen. So saints, be encouraged as you're going on this week. Your difficult situations, the Lord is using it so that his body can be built up.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for speaking this morning.
Amen.
Just like Paul, inspire to know the fellowship of Christ's suffering.
Amen.
Really to be conformed to your death, for the building up of your body.
Amen.
Oh Lord, grant us sufficient grace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Without death there is no resurrection.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, yes, the cross will bring us to life.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, Lord, we thank you for your speaking this morning.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, Lord, we can take part on the suffering.
Amen.
Of you for the producing and building of the body.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, have mercy on us.
Amen.
So that we do not suffer in vain.
Amen.
Oh,
right.
Lord, we want to, oh, Lord, be part of your move.
Amen.
Be part of your, oh, Lord, action.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, continue to gain us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, help us set, Lord, ourselves aside.
Amen.
So we can experience the power of your resurrection.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, oh, Lord, gain every one of us.
Amen.
Lord, we turn to you.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, we turn to you.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for everyone's portion.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, may we really experience you.
Amen.
Lord, in all our situations.
Amen.
Lord, may we not linger in ourselves.
Amen.
Lord, may we choose to put ourselves aside.
Amen.
Lord, to take up the cross.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to be conformed to your death.
Amen.
Lord, to experience the power of resurrection.
Amen.
Lord, to stay afloat in all these situations.
Amen.
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 Right. We're not
God's mercy and grace.
Amen.
Oh, cause us to be willing.
Amen.
Desire to know the fellowship of Christ's suffering.
Amen.
Desire to take Christ's death as the mode of our life.
Amen.
Thank you. You have already put us into the mode of Christ's death.
Amen.
Oh, through day by day, moment by moment, living. Oh, you molding us.
Amen. Into
such a death.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord, for your building up.
Amen.
Gain our living, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, you know our weakness.
Amen.
Lord, invite us with the power of your resurrection in our life.
Amen.
So we can be molded into your death.
Amen.
Fellowship of your suffering.
Amen.
For the building up your body.
Amen.
That's right, for the building of your body.
Amen.
Thank you. You already put us into this mold.
Amen.
Lord, help us to enjoy your resurrection power.
Amen.
Lord, so we can have the fellowship of your death.
Amen.
And all this coming week of living.
Amen.
Help us to go through all our situations.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we can enjoy you.
Amen.
And know the fellowship of your death.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord Jesus, for your speaking this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, I think that can we spend 2 more minutes to make sure that we all know where to go?
Uh-huh.
So, who are going to do small kitchen?